I was there the day that Jesus died. I report what I myself saw. All of you and I have testified. May your own conclusions draw. You should know that I did not merely see what transpired on Golgotha Hill. It was my own hand that nailed him to the tree, and that knowledge haunts me still. I'm a Roman soldier, I obey without question every command. And the order Pilate gave that day was to crucify a man. Just a Jew, they told me, from Galilee, was condemned on the cross to die. I inscribed the charge in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew to state the reason why. The religious leaders had accused him of stirring up a revolt. As the Son of God and King of Jews, titles only Caesar can hold. So we mocked this king with a royal cloak, crown of thorns stabbed into his head. And I scourged his back with such a vicious stroke that it hung in bloody shreds. No, that did not bother me at all. I had scourged men many times. They were loathsome convicts after all. That's the price they pay for their crimes. We made Jesus' shoulder a heavy beam. Till Golgotha he bore his weight. There he fell and stretched his arms so wide he seemed to embrace his coming fate. When I pressed his hands against the wood and began to hammer in his spikes, far from squealing as I thought he would, he looked deep into my eyes. Father, please forgive them for what they do, for they don't understand, he cried. And I pounded harder, for I thought I knew he was justly crucified. When we jolted Jesus' cross upright, every spike ripped through his flesh more. Women screamed in horror at the sight, but their fuss I'd learned to ignore. Having stripped our prisoner's clothing off, we divided the goods we'd seized. But for Jesus' tunic we instead cast lots, for it was one seamless piece. 9 o'clock, 3 crucifixions done, Jesus plus 2 notorious thieves. We 4 soldiers, the centurion and the jeering crowd were pleased. Hail, O King of Jews, the mob called with glee. Save yourself, Son of God, some said. Yes, Messiah, save yourself and then save me. Mocked a thief who hung at his side. Then the second thief rebuked the first. Don't you fear God's punishment? We are guilty and deserve the worst, but this man is innocent. When he said to Jesus, remember me, in your kingdom to my surprise, Jesus answered, truly I say you will be with me this day in paradise. Jesus innocent, he'd had a trial. Pilate must have had a good cause. But there happened in a little while strange events that gave me pause. Close to noon the sky began turning black, though I'd not noticed one dark cloud. Lightning flashed above us and the thunder cracked. 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out loud. Oh my God, with passion Jesus prayed, why have you forsaken me? Could a guilty dying man have made such a fervent, anguished plea? Someone offered Jesus some sour wine. Then his voice once again rang out, saying, it is finished. For the final time, Jesus' thorn-crowned head he bowed. All at once I felt Golgotha shake, boulders split and rolled on the ground. People trying to escape the quake, in a panic stumbled around. Though a Roman soldier is never scared, by this power we were overawed. The centurion upon his knees declared, truly he was a son of God. When the rocking earth grew calm, I found both the robbers were still alive. They must die before the sun went down and the Jewish Sabbath arrived. So we broke their legs, being rather rushed. But for Jesus, I raised my spear. When I pierced his side, both blood and water gushed. He was dead. That was very clear. Two men bringing ointments and perfume took the body down from the cross. They embalmed and placed it in their tomb, and we rolled the stone across. Soon the sun went down and the day was done, but I still didn't understand. were the soldiers standing watch on God's own son, who was, who is this man? Were the soldiers standing watch on God's own son, who was, who is this man?